Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi guys, welcome to my second podcast. Well, first of all, thank you so much for the warm love and welcome that you guys have shown to the first episode. Shei encouragement amake second episode korar jonno motivate koreche. That's why I'm back with this new episode. Are ajke Friday, so we are heading towards the weekend. Well, I'm in Kolkata right now, Kolkata, India, where there is a lockdown. Our lockdown is shomoy. I don't think there is anything called weekend or weekday. There's nothing as such. To tai jonne ami weekend bole I will not go ahead and make a hullabaloo about it. But again, I will go ahead and make this podcast about you, about me, and about each and everyone who is listening right now. So my listeners, it's Friday. Let's start with today's podcast. So we know that we are going through a pandemic situation, and at times things can get really scary. Well, COVID has taught us only one thing, that is, life is as brittle as glass. We do not know when exactly is the last moment of our lives. We do not know when exactly we are going to lose a loved one. So, today's podcast is about letting, or rather celebrating, this beautiful thing that we got as a gift from God or universe, whatever you may call him, called life. So when we are talking about life, most of the times we go ahead and consider life to be difficult. We consider life to be challenging. We consider life to be something which loves to give you a lot of pain. But hey, wait a minute. Before you get into that mode where you can look at only the negative side or the negative quality of life, let me tell you a few things. Life is as beautiful as you. Eta bole ami ki mean korchi? Jibon ta tototai sundor jotota tumi nije sundor. Whatever you think, that thought slowly becomes your life. So start thinking positively. Negative thoughts brings negative outcome, and negative outcome results in pain, demotivation, depression, suffering. Positive thoughts results in positive outcome. And no matter whatever is the situation, it gives you the power to fight it. আমাদের মধ্যে অনেকেই আছে এমন যারা মনে করে যে জীবনে অনেক কিছু পাওয়া যেত, কিন্তু তাদের লাইফে সেটা তারা পায়নি, অ্যান্ড দে কিপ অন ব্লেমিং দ্য ফেট ফর ইট। হোয়াট আই গট টেল দিস পিপল is nijer bhaggo ke dosh na diye, rather than blaming your fate, why don't you do something about it? Why don't you go ahead and work on fixing the situation? Very few among us follow this rule of facing the situation and fixing it. I remember choto belay আমাদের স্কুলে যখন এক্সামস আসতো, সো স্কুলে দেয়ার ওয়ার ডিফারেন্ট কাইন্ড অফ স্টুডেন্টস, ফিউ অফ দেম ওয়ার এক্সট্রিমলি ইন্টেলিজেন্ট, ফিউ অফ দেম ওয়ার ইনঅ্যাটেন্টিভ। আই নেভার কল আ স্টুডেন্ট ব্লান্ট অর ইডিয়েট, বিকজ স্টুডেন্টস অর দ্য কিডস দে আর নট জেনারেলি ব্লান্ট অর ইডিয়েটস, আইদার দে আর অ্যাটেন্টিভ অর দে আর ইনঅ্যাটেন্টিভ। তো কেউ কেউ খুব অ্যাটেন্টিভ হয়, তো অ্যাটেন্টিভ হয় সো দে পারফর্ম ওয়েল ইন দেয়ার এক্সামস, ফিউ অফ দেম ওয়ার নট দ্যাট মাচ অ্যাটেন্টিভ। And when I was a small kid, I was extremely inattentive. I felt that the world is such a beautiful place. Why do I have to waste time following the textbooks? Somehow I couldn't relate books with life. So, Porikhar aage porjonto, it would be a scene where I would be spending more time playing with my sister, watching television, chatting with my friends. Kintu porikhar aage, like a few weeks prior to the exam, I knew that I wasn't prepared. Now, there were two things that I could have chosen at that point of time. One, let's not study. It's not going to work. I'll anyway flunk. So let's not go ahead and put any effort. The other thing that I could have chosen, which I chose, was to study. No matter whatever is the outcome, I will give my best effort to ensure that I get good marks. And every time, my choice was right because I used to score decently in exams and I used to enjoy my life as well. So when the situation comes for you to appear in the exam, it's up to you whether you are going to just let it be and flow with the wind and let the things get ruined, or you will get up on your feet and just face the situation and make the things work for you. It's pretty easy to blame your fate. It's pretty easy to blame your parents. It's pretty easy to blame your friends, your teachers, everyone around you, except for yourself. What I got to say is that give your best effort. Push yourself. And you will see the change happening in your life. Now, talking about the change, there is one thing that I would like to tell you. This is my personal story. This podcast is going to be about different experiences that I have, different stories I've heard, different stories I have in my life that I would be sharing in this podcast. So when I was a kid, I was an extremely fat kid. I was an overweight kid. My weight was approximately around 112 kgs and I was a bag of fat. I was an obese kid. And if I go through those photographs of those days, I feel like laughing because I didn't have the confidence to face the crowd. I didn't have the confidence to face anyone from opposite gender. I was not really confident about anything in my life because I knew that I'm overweight. I used to study in a boys' school, so most of the boys used to make fun of my weight because I was suffering from weight issue. And trust me, I didn't have any physical ailment to have the weight issue. But still, I had that because I loved eating. And I didn't know that whatever I was eating, it was unhealthy. As I grew up, I became more conscious towards my health. I started knowing what is good for me and what's bad for me. I started working out. I started ensuring that I choose, or rather I make better choices in my life in order to ensure that I get back to shape. I look good. And with time, I lost weight. I gained confidence. I became a motivational speaker. I became an entrepreneur. I became someone. I started doing stuffs. Jiglo kora jeno confidence lage. Now, at that point of time, I had two options. I could have felt frustrated, depressed, because there were a lot of challenging situations. There were situations where I was simply opted out without seeing my quality because I was extremely fat and everyone thought that I wasn't good enough because of my body weight. So, there were situations in life which made me feel bad about who I was. I was bullied by my friends, by my seniors, and I had to go through it all. But you know the good part about it. Today, when I'm grown up, and in all these years of whatever I've done, whatever I've achieved, After getting back on ship, one thing these years made me is strong. Whenever I see someone is bullying someone, whether it's for a weight issue or whether it's for anything related to appearance or for any damn thing in the world, I stand up for that person because I know how it feels. Maybe the person who is bullying on the other end, that person doesn't realize. But again, being there, faced the situation, I do take my stand. But coming back to the point, it is your choice. I made the choice to go ahead and be who I am. I had a picture in my mind that I will be someone like this. And I followed certain blueprints that I chalked out to become who I am today. So, jodi tomra tomader life e kichu problem er moddhe diye jaccho, kono rokom issue, it can be financial issue, it can be anything. Rather than blaming yourself or rather than blaming your parents, your friends or the situation, stand up, face the situation and move forward. Because the time or the moment that you're getting right now to fight back, you're not going to get it few minutes down the line. That means, je second ami matro ei kotha ta bollam, the second became history in 1 second time. And I lost that second just like that. So rather than losing that second, get up, face your challenge, and win the battle. Amader shobar life ekta na ekta battle thake. So stop being someone who waits for other to come and help him or her out. Nijer upor maya daya kora bondho kora. Get up and just face it. This is your life. Nobody can go ahead and make things better for you other than you. Tomar jodi khide peyeche tomake khabar rede khete hobe, tomar jonno keu ranna kore rede debe na. You have to go ahead and get your things. The day you will go ahead and understand this, things will start changing. With that thought, this is your host, Indra Shisham, signing off for the day. I hope you enjoy the second podcast. And please do go ahead and let me know. যে তোমাদের কোনো স্পেশাল টপিক থাকে যার উপর আমাকে চাও আমি কথা বলি, বিকজ আই হ্যাভ বিন গেটিং লট অফ মেসেজেস অ্যান্ড লটস অফ হোয়াটসঅ্যাপ কলস, বাট এগেন প্লিজ ডু নট কল মি অন হোয়াটসঅ্যাপ, ইউ ক্যান মেসেজ মি বিকজ আই এম ইন মিডল অফ সামথিং অর দি আদার, তোমাদের কল আমি তুলতে পারি না, সো লিভ আ মেসেজ, আইল সার্টেনলি রেসপন্ড, বাট এগেন প্লিজ ডু লেট মি নো ইফ দের ইজ এনি পার্টিকুলার টপিক দ্যাট ইউ উড লাইক মি টু কভার, অ্যান্ড থ্যাংক ইউ সো মাচ for the warm response on the first episode, and I hope you like this second one too. And this one is for all my listeners, that this is the Friday, 21st of May, and this is something which is interesting for you, all of you guys. Today is May 21st, that's of 21st century, 21st year, 21st week, and 21st day, all of them together. So today is a special day. So this one is for you. Good to know information. Take care of yourself. This is me signing off. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourself. Hi everyone. This is Indra Ashish. I'm back with the third episode of my podcast. Well, thank you so much for the love and warm welcome you guys have shown or expressed to my last two podcast episodes. It's really encouraging, hence I'm back with the third episode. In this episode, what I'm going to talk about is losing someone in your life and the pain that we go through after losing that individual in our lives. When we're talking about losing an individual, it can be a loss in a relationship. It can be a death of a near and dear one. It can be anything where you do not get to meet the person whom you love again in this lifetime. We all hope that in the next lifetime we meet again, but for this lifetime you have to say a goodbye to that loved person. It can be your boyfriend and girlfriend after breakup. It can be your grandparents, parents, friend, any family member after their death. So one thing that we have to understand, that we all individuals are mortal beings, and like us, every relationship is also a mortal one. It ends, or rather the person involved in the relationship, both of you will stop meeting at a certain point of time. Shara jibon dhore shei manushtar shonge ba shei bondhur sathe thaka jabe na. Kintu je jinish ta theke jay seta holo smriti, memories. So the time that we are having on this planet, we have to ensure that we create memories. Good memories for our loved ones, good memories for everyone who is associated with us. Sometimes it's really painful knowing that, okay, the person whom, or the individual with whom we had wonderful memories is no more with us. But we have to understand one thing. We all are energies. Technically speaking, we are accumulation of atoms. A collection of atoms. Jara vibrate kore different frequency te. So energy, considering energy cannot be created or can be destroyed. One thing is for sure. The person whom you cannot see after their death is not around. Ek kotha ta bolle hoyto bhul hobe, because they are always around you. They are always guiding you. They are like their, like your guiding star. Someone will always be there. So once connection takes place between you and your loved one, that connection stays forever. Now coming to the point, if you are someone who has lost a loved one in a relationship, let's say you have broken up with your loved one, or your loved one has ghosted you, one thing that I would like to say, first of all, learn to love yourself. It's good that you love the person who has broken your heart or ghosted you. But the most important part that you need to keep in mind, that you have to love yourself. You have to ensure that you take care of yourself at first. আমাদের সবার জন্য কেউ না কেউ কম্প্যাটেবল তৈরি করেছে এই পৃথিবীতে. That means there's someone or the other who is compatible for us in this universe, and universe has decided who exactly will be our partner. So if someone has left you in the middle, didn't give you proper closure, it's their failure. Stop torturing yourself for that. They didn't have the courage to face you, hence they didn't give you proper closure, or he or she didn't give you proper closure. That doesn't mean you're a loser. Love yourself. Work on yourself. Try to bring out the best version of yourself. I'm sure with time, when you heal, you will get to meet the person of your dream, the person who will take care of you, who will understand your ideologies, your values, and that person will be there with you throughout your life. With that note, I would like to end this podcast for the day. We are having a cyclone out here in West Bengal, Kolkata. Yasa, that's the name of the cyclone. Well, I don't know how exactly the things are going to turn out to be, but I can tell this much, that on the opposite side of the cyclone, the opposite side of the difficult time you are going through right now, there will be sunshine. And when the sun shines, you will be the happiest person in the world. You will be a winner. Take care. Lots of love. This is your host and the host of this podcast, Indrashish, signing off. Bye-bye.